Islamic Revolution, Youth and Scientific Progress. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. Dear listeners, we are in the 10 days done, the period marking the victory of the Islamic Revolution in 1979. The Islamic Revolution has seen three generations since its formation. The first generation includes those who were young in 1963 when Imam Khomeini started his movement against the despotic regime and was sent to exile. This generation administered the society in the toughest conditions of the revolution and successfully saved it from deviations despite various conspiracies. The second generation is composed of youths who are the motor of the Islamic Revolution and, with little arms but full belief in Imam Khomeini's path and ideals, overcame the Iraqi Ba'athist regime during the eight-year imposed war. After the war, they entered the field of construction and played major role in making and implementing macro decisions and plans. And finally, the third generation includes the young men and women who have no experience of revolution or war, but have grown up in the zealous climate of the society and deem it as the right to take part in every decision related to the fate of the country. Serious pursuit of progress, seeking development, innovation, and sprightliness are some of the features of this generation. Self-belief and self-esteem are among the bases of dignity and success. Youth in the best period of their life can take over huge jobs and create marvels. Self-reliance and thriving of the youth today are originated in the identity that the Islamic Revolution has granted them. Experts and theorists who write on the roots of the Islamic Revolution believe that the Iranian people's reaction to the historic humiliation by despotic rulers and their foreign masters was among the causes of the revolution. During the Pahlavi rule, the Iranian nation was humiliated to the extent that the American officials and advisors living in Iran had forced the Iranian government to pay them money as the right of savagery. In other words, they had considered Iranians as semi-humans and had told the Pahlavi regime, "We are doing you a favor to live among you, so you should pay us." Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, as a vigilant and wakeful leader, didn't tolerate this magnitude of humility and called on people to stage uprising against the regime and its masters. The Imam said, "What is important is that you should consider two things which I have mentioned several times. One is to rely in Almighty God, who will help you if you want to work for Him. And the other one is to self-dependence, relying on yourselves. You are the youth who can do everything." The present leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has continued the path of Imam Khomeini to inspire hope and identity to the young generation. He considers strengthening of self-belief and thriving of the talents of the young generation as the important achievements of the Islamic Revolution. He believes that the revolution has broken the chains of scientific dependence and egotism among the youth. This has set the ground for scientific growth and prosperity. He says, Before the revolution, the youth and others would not be given the chance for scientific innovation and creativity. But the revolution revived the force of independence and self-reliance in the society. The Islamic Revolution has managed to give scientific growth to this country. Our scientific growth during this very tough period, in comparison with our country's scientific growth through the 50 to 60 years in which the world has managed to get the most scale of scientific growth and move, has been manifold higher. Forty-three years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the concepts of self-belief and return to oneself have shaped the Iranian people's character. Independence is no more an imaginary ideal for this people. It can be seen in most aspects of their life and among their young scientists and researchers. Today, young students can create many things that once they would think as impossible and out of reach. Iranian young generation has achieved great successes in many scientific and technological fields. Some of these successes include nanotechnology, laser, neo-combinant medicines, anti-cancer medicines, stem cells, and designing tracing homo robots. To these, one should add the astounding breakthroughs in military industries, which have been fully indigenized thanks to the efforts of the Iranian youth. The latest achievement of the Iranian young researchers is related to the plague of the 21st century, COVID-19 coronavirus. The Iranian health and medical centers, despite being under the cruelest American sanctions, started serious study and research on the disease, and the round-the-clock attempts resulted in production of various vaccines. Therefore, the Islamic Republic of Iran is now among the six countries which have been able to produce the anti-coronavirus vaccine. Ayatollah Khamenei says, "If a nation does not come to its senses, does not make itself strong, others will bully it." There are some nations which are far away from being strong. There is no hope for them to intend to create the force to confront the bullies and ruffians of the world. But our nation is not like that.